The first case of mad cow disease was discovered in the U.S. nearly 6 years ago. After that, the U.S. Department of Agriculture rolled out a voluntary program to identify animals and farms. Today, only about one in four cattle has an official ID tag, and the Agriculture Department says it needs more ranchers and cows to participate to make the program work. From Nebraska, Sarah McCammon of NET Radio reports.
It's a cool, breezy evening on Homer Buell's ranch in the sand hills of north central Nebraska. Buell, a tall, lean man in his late 50s, guides his pickup truck into a pasture of black Angus cows and calves and points out a small tag on one of the animal's
right
ears.
You can see it if we look at it from the back. See when she brought her ear up?
Yeah, the little circle,
yeah,
kind of?
That's an EID.
Buell uses these electronic ID tags for internal record keeping, but the USDA wants more producers to register their livestock facilities and identify their animals with official ID tags. It just wrapped up a series of listening sessions billed as an effort to find out how to get more producers to support the program. But anti-government sentiment runs deep here, and many speakers at the final session near Omaha view animal ID as government intrusion.
No, we do not need animal ID.
Richard Schrunk manages a livestock market in O'Neill, Nebraska. He said producers already know how to keep track of their animals.
No, we may not be able to trace back them cows in 24 hours, but I'll guarantee you in 72 hours we can trace them cows back.
But that could take too long, say veterinarians like Ron DeHaven, who's with the American Veterinary Medical Association. He argues that animal ID should be mandatory in the U.S. as it is in places like Japan and the European Union. Without a full tracking system in place, DeHaven worries about the risk of diseases like the highly contagious foot and mouth virus, which has plagued herds on several continents.
If we were to have an introduction of that kind of disease, we could spread it into 10, 15, or 20 states within the matter of one or two days.
Mandatory animal ID has some support within the industry, including from groups like the National Pork Producers Council, which advocates federal funding for the program. But many individual producers fear a mandate would harm their industry. Rancher Chris Harvey says she's afraid powerful meatpacking companies could get access to information about ranches in her area and use that to justify paying producers less. Harvey says she and her husband hope someday to pass on their ranch near the South Dakota-Nebraska border to one of their five children.
I hate to think that because of a government bureaucracy and a program that is going to take all that away from us, and we will not be able to offer our children that option because it will no longer be profitable to raise cattle. I mean, it's kind of borderline as it is right now.
Harvey says small producers have less bargaining power and would absorb much of the system's costs. For cattle, the USDA estimates the total cost at about $6 per animal, but the price varies widely depending on the number and type of animals produced. Back on the ranch, Homer Buell says he thinks forcing all producers to participate could be impractical.
It's not easy when you have the number of cows we have in the United States that we have in Nebraska to set up an ID system that would work effectively and be tough.
What would be even tougher, animal health officials say, is a disease outbreak without a full tracking system in place. But if the solution requires mandatory animal ID, some producers fear the cure more than the disease. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Lincoln, Nebraska.